don't forget the Ramsey Show out at 9 to noon today. It helps you save money, get yourself on a budget. They always like to, on his show, try to figure out where's all your money going. What you know, you have this paycheck, and sometimes you're thinking, where does it all go? Well, someone also helps us save money. Every Tuesday, we chat with Rachel Critch, the coupon queen. You can read her in the Chronicle-Telegram every Tuesday in the accent section. Today, her article is all about tips on saving at the drugstores. And Rachel's joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Have you been to a drugstore at all yet this morning at all? No.
I have not been, but I've actually been hanging out in the Sandusky, Ohio area for the last couple of days. They brought my girlfriends out here, and we're staying out at the new Bayfront Resort. And you know what we did? We did go into a drugstore because I found, you know, we forgot a couple things. So we had to stop in and grab a few items.
You know what? I always think drugstores, though, you go there obviously because of the pharmacy. That's kind of the major draw, and that's usually what brings you there on different occasions, or you need to pick something up. But they have sometimes I wonder if I'm going to pay too much for the convenience, because you see there's so much. I can buy Christmas decorations there. I can buy the cards. I can buy lotions. I can buy medical supplies. I mean, there's everything that seems to be there. How do you sort through what's the bargains that you always end up finding?
You know, really, you have to kind of know what your price point is. So, for instance, just on Saturday, I stopped in because I needed some new hair care. Now, you know, this is crazy. I would never think about buying my favorite bottle of hair care at the drugstore, but I knew it was on sale and there was a coupon. When I was checking out, the lady was even surprised how low the price was. So I knew what my price point was for that specific product that I would not want to go over, and it was probably half off than I would have gotten at any other store. So knowing your price point is pretty important before just
look when you can get an employee to be impressed by what they have in their store, you know they're taking a note. On my next break, I think I need to go down that aisle and take care of some of that too.
You know what she did? She said, "Now, which coupon did you use? How did this work out?" Yes.
Well, let's talk about that. Coupons. Where do you get these coupons that you end up using for that?
So one of the places to get the coupons is obviously your weekend paper. That's a great place to get it. Also, you can get coupons on the website's app, or on the store's app, or on their website. So there's more and more stores are putting up their own coupons on their websites or apps. So that's a place that you can get them. And the big thing to note about coupons from these drugstores is that sometimes they will have their store coupon, which you can stack with a manufacturer coupon. So you're able to use both of those on one product.
There was a joke or a running gag a number of years ago related to the length of the CVS receipt.
Yes.
Is that still a thing, or did they kind of, I mean, do they embrace that, or have they changed the way they used to have a machine or something, right?
Yeah, I think they do embrace it. I mean, at least last time I was there, my CVS receipt was still kind of long. And, you know, the reason why it's long is because they usually put coupons on there. So if, you know, what you buy is up at the top and at the bottom is usually a coupon or two or three or four. And, you can use those coupons. And those coupons are usually CVS store coupons. So earlier when I was talking about how you can stack a store coupon with a manufacturer coupon, you can use both of those coupons on one product.
You have also about loyalty programs, but I will say I don't know how loyal you are, because you seem to go to the five CVS, Rite Aid, Discount, Drug Mart, Walgreens, any of the, you know, you kind of cover all your bases no matter what corner you may approach on the street.
Right? Yes, I am. I have joined them all, right? So at Discount Drug Mart, I have a card. When you spend so much money on, like, Eckridge products, you get a $5 gift card, which I just got that. I guess I had no idea I buy so much lunch meat. Discount Drug Mart's got a great deli. If your Discount Drug Mart has a deli, not all of them do, but if they do, they have great prices on meat. In fact, I think that was the deal this week, right? I think I put they have hard salami or pepperoni for $4.99 a pound.
Right. Margarita's pre-sliced hard salami or pepperoni is $4.99 per pound for that.
I believe starts tomorrow, if I remember correctly. I don't know, maybe it's today. I will confirm with you guys, and then I'll let you know. But So at Discount Drug Mart, I have my own loyalty card. At Walgreens, they have their own savings program, and then on CVS, Walgreens, they have their own. So you really have to make sure you sign up. When I get behind somebody in line and the cashier asks them, "Do you have a card?" and they say no, it just makes me so sad for them because they're really missing out.
Now, I actually have that one card. Some of these things, they just ask for a phone number or they'll scan. So I do have that physical card. Is that? I feel that sometimes when I have that card, they're like, "Oh, you're the guy that still has that card." I don't know if there's.
Yes. Because at Walgreens, you don't have to use a card, right? I don't think I use my card at any of them. They just ask what your number is, and yeah, right.
Right. Now, a lot of times drugstores are sort of an impulse shop. You sort of show up there, or do you always have some sort of plan before you step into those automatic doors that open up and you go in there?
I do have a plan, absolutely. You know, I mean, unless I'm going in there for, I opened my column all about, you know, stopping in when your kids are sick and it's midnight and you just have no other choice. But other than that, if I'm shopping and going in for specific items, then I definitely have a plan. I know what I'm buying, which coupons I'm using, and so that way I can save some money.
Now, when you go in there late night and there's issues with your kids, do you shop down that special aisle to soothe their pain, like a little stuffed toy or perhaps a little piece of candy or something like that too, or do you try to
every once in a while, right? Every once in a while, depending on the situation, for sure. But I'll usually avoid those aisles if it's going to cost me a little bit more money.
Right. Well, they're good that sometimes the holidays when they have the candy at certain points, you can sometimes get some things. And again, sometimes you're paying for the convenience, for the hours, and just for the fact that they're always there if you're traveling through and you think, I need to stop somewhere, and they'll have something there. What about a clearance aisle? Do they have many of those in the drugstore areas?
They do, actually. In fact, I was just in Walgreens a few days ago, and they have a lot of their summer items on sale for, like, pool toys, pool floats, things like that, some citronella candles. And knowing where that clearance area is at each of your stores will definitely help you save some money.
Now, most of these drugstores, they also have, like, a house brand, too. What do you recommend on those things, too? Is that another way you can comparison shop?
You can, yeah. You know, one of my favorite deals, or, you know, we're going to go back to Walgreens again. So one of my favorite deals at Walgreens is they have their brand of almonds, and they often go on sale, buy one, get one free, and I always buy them, they buy one, get one free.
Did you say almonds?
Like, almonds, yes, okay. Like salted or unsalted.
Okay.
It's a great snack to keep in your car. So, yeah, I am able to grab those, and they're so yum. Another thing that Walgreens often has is they will have their brand of baggies, which I believe is on sale this week. They are buy one box, get two boxes free. So these would include snack bags, sandwich bags, gallon bags, freezer bags, those items. They're buy one, get one two free, and you can't get that deal anywhere else. You won't get it lower anywhere else.
Yeah, and that's good to think of, especially when you get multiple things. And the way the prices have gone up on a lot of different items. You know, I will tell you, Rachel, sometimes I'm not a price shopper in a sense. I just sort of brands and I see things. But the other day I was in one of the stores and I was going to buy something and I thought, has it always been like $12? You're thinking to yourself, sometimes there's a point where you start, as you say, a price point. What's that pain where you suddenly think, that seems to be more than what I would normally, you know, pay.
Yeah, the way some of these prices have gone up.
Yeah.
I was recently at Aldi, and I was really surprised how much, for instance, like this Euro kit we would get. I think it was usually around $6, and it's almost doubled in price.
Right.
Safe to say, we haven't had a Euro kit in quite a while.
I see, you're right. And a lot of the sodas and the pops and those things have changed quite a bit, too. And you're thinking, I guess do they still have a 99-cent 2-liter? Does that exist anymore? Or what? That seems to be worth it.
I have seen them on sale often, like Family Dollar or Dollar General have them 5 for 5. It'll include, like, Sunkist and A&W root beer and it'll be, yeah, but they're few and far between. But when they can, what you want to do is stock up, especially now that it's the summer and you're going to have barbecues. So when you see them for 99 cents, I would buy, you know, a few.
Right.
And put them away so that way I don't have to go out and spend $2.99 a gallon or $2.99 a 2 liter.
We're talking this morning to Rachel Critch, the coupon queen. You read her in the columns every Tuesday in the Chronicle Telegram, the accent section, you're right there at the top. Tips on how to save at a drugstore. You talk about loyalty programs. My question is, can I do this all from home? Do I have to just download an app for that? Do I have to do some in-store things? How do I kind of become a member of all of these different programs?
Yeah, so you can sign up in the store if you'd rather, but if you have a computer, I would say it's just as easy to get on your computer and sign up so that way you don't have to go into the store. But yeah, if you're in the store already and you don't have one and the cashier asks you, for sure sign up. You will save more money. Because a lot of times, some of these sale items you can only get if you have a loyalty card at these drugstores. So you're going to definitely want to sign up.
You mentioned the cashier. On some places now, I see some of these sort of self-scanning things showing up. You know what I mean? They're just, you walk in and you leave, and there's no human interaction with anybody. But it's just the way of the world, I guess, these days with that. But good tips this morning from Rachel Critch, our coupon queen. We talk with her every Tuesday at this time, getting some fun advice and getting us excited about saving money and using that money doing other fun things. Rachel, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. And I did confirm the salami sale starts tomorrow at Discount Drug Mart. So make sure you check your...
All right.
My kids love salami. $4.99 a pound is crazy good.
That's good. Absolutely. I like... I'm a salami straight on white bread. I don't need any mayonnaise, any other condiment, just the salami and the white bread. I don't know where
If you enjoy cheese, they're going to have sale on provolone and Munster cheese, also for $4.99 a pound, which is also a crazy good deal.
I'm good on the Munster cheese. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for your time this morning. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Rachel Critch joining us, Coupon Queen again. Couponing with Rachel. You can follow her on Facebook, also on her blog as well, but every Tuesday in the Chronicle Telegram, right there at the top of the accent section, tips on how to save at drugstores.